You may have been thinking to yourself, this mindfulness challenge this week, this challenge to become attentive to suffering, hasn't been any fun at all. Some of you might have decided to simply cast this particular mindfulness assignment aside and do another or do no mindfulness challenge whatsoever this week. Why in the world did I suggest that you become attentive to suffering? Suffering, as it turns out, is an extra program that we impose on ourselves that involves mental and emotional pain and distress that is added to various physical sensations. Suffering is not required or necessary. It is something that we impose on ourselves. How many times have you seen an individual, particularly those that you love, suffer, and you think to yourself, stop it, get over it, get on with your life? And how many times have you said that to yourself? Let me give you some kinds of thought forms that resemble suffering, which imposes additional challenges that are quite necessary when you are confronted to, for example, pain that might be associated with your current symptoms. Perhaps you've said to yourself, this is the second painful cramp that I've had in my right calf this week. Yuck. This time I'm sure it's going to get worse, just like it did before when this happened several weeks ago. This cramp is more than I can stand. What in the world is wrong with me? First, there was the problem of tremor, then unsteadiness, and now cramping? What's really going on? Oh my God. Perhaps the cramping that I'm experiencing right now is something really, really serious. Maybe the reason I'm cramping is that I have a brain tumor. Maybe I have cancer. Maybe it's something really serious like a stroke is about to unfold. Oh my God. Do you get a sense then of the impositions that we oftentimes attach to pain that we feel or uncomfortableness or challenges that our body confronts us with? All of those statements are unnecessary. They create additional challenges that are quite unrequired, and they direct our attention into a place that is not healthy and is not conducive to healing. If it is possible for yourself to simply place suffering aside, when those thoughts appear, you say, oh, I'm sure that's ridiculous. Let me just put that on the shelf and think about that at a later time. You put those thoughts literally on the shelf. You close the cabinet door. Then you initiate a dialogue with the cramping in your right calf or your right thigh or your left thigh or the difficulties that you're having, whatever they might be. What's up here? What's going on? How does that discomfort actually feel? Does it come and go? Does it have intensity that fluctuates? Is it sharp in character or is it dull? What does that discomfort actually feel like in the moment? When people shift and literally connect with whatever discomfort they might be experiencing, guess what? The actual discomfort tends to show relief. It gets better. It's not as bothersome. I know you'd think it's probably the reverse. If you pay attention to it, it's going to get worse. But not true. If you really sink into what's going on, not only can you assess the character of the discomfort, you oftentimes can get information about the root cause, about why that is really going on in your body at the moment. You can figure out what's really happening and then take positive action to address that imbalance in your body. Suffering, then, is really very unnecessary. It is something that we do to ourselves that makes our symptoms significantly worse. It's easiest to notice the suffering in others. If your experience has been like mine, it's a bit overwhelming to realize how much suffering people create for themselves. Shift that awareness now to yourself. When you impose suffering on yourself, consider the possibility that those thoughts can simply be put inside the cabinet and you can shut the door. Then you can actually become mindfully attentive to whatever signals your body might be sending out to you. Have fun as you distinguish between the suffering that you are creating in your life and the actual real symptoms that your body is communicating to you. Your body is always talking to you and sending messages moment to moment. When you can put suffering aside, you can actually listen to those messages and engage a meaningful conversation with what it is your body is attempting to communicate to you. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.